This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted that you're in class with us today. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vin Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. It is morning.
It is. You know, it's the morning after the second St. Valentine's Day massacre. The first St. Valentine's Day massacre was in 1929 in Chicago on the north side during the Prohibition era. And it happened on February 14th. And it was because there was a struggle with gangs. There was a gang on the south side led by Al Capone, and there was some other gangs, and he decided that he was going to straighten this out so that he would organize crime a little better. So that's what happened, and seven men were murdered in February of 1929 in Chicago. So it was a hit ordered by Al Capone. Well, the second St. Valentine's Day massacre happened where 17 were murdered at a high school at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And the reason I'm mentioning this is obviously it was horrific, but what's the reaction? Well, the reaction from some well-known people is just beyond discussion. But let me try. So there's a gal who can't seem to stand the way she looks from one minute to the next. Her name is Kim Kardashian West. Okay, she will change her appearance at will, change her hair color. She'll bend over every way you can think of to get some publicity. And she sends this message via Twitter to everyone. And she says, quote, "We owe it to our children and our teachers to keep them safe while at school. Prayers won't do this. Action will. Congress, please do your job and protect Americans from senseless gun violence." Well, Congress has done the job of causing gun violence by encouraging and approving video games at the level of people who sign up to be mercenaries for the government, okay? They are desensitized with video games, so the young recruits in the military get to watch these games of shoot 'em up, blow 'em up. I didn't do very well that time, so let's hit the reset button. Let's kill more, let's maim more, let's blow more. No, not enough. Let's keep hitting the reset button until we kill everybody. So the shoot 'em, blow 'em up, and then reset. It was a tool that was used. And, of course, that's a mass media tool that you can buy for your young children to teach them that they can shoot them and blow them up, and then they can hit the reset button and everything will be good so they can do a better job of raining down more destruction. Well, Congress funded wars. They funded new weapons, better ways of mass murder. And so for Kim Kardashian, my message to you is Congress is the problem, okay? So don't expect Congress to fix the problem. Congress is the problem. So here's a guy, Mark Ruffalo. He says, He sends out the message, prayers without accordant action are silent lies told to oneself, heard by no God, amounting to nothing. Action is the language of truth, the prayers of the saints. And Mia Farrow, another well-known personality, says, sir, we need more than prayers and condolences. We need national gun legislation. We have national gun registration. Here's another one. Ellen DeGeneres. No words, no action, no laws are enough until we end this epidemic of school shootings in our country. My heart is with the students and parents of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Let me say that one more time. No words, no action, no laws are enough until we end this epidemic of school shootings in our country. So, class, we have... gun-free zones, you know, all around schools. That doesn't seem to be working. So when we had Sandy Hook many years ago, I went on the radio immediately and I said, I have the answer. It's really, really simple. And it won't cost very much at all, if anything. The NRA wanted to have armed guards at the schools. And what I talked about when I mentioned this idea that I have is that, okay, so you have an armed guard at the front door. Great. What about the back door? What about the side doors? What about the children who are on the playground? Where is this guy going to be? Is he going to be everywhere? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, the laws of physics say he can't be everywhere. All right? So how can we solve this problem economically? Well, it's kind of easy. So there are people who have concealed carry permits who have been vetted by their local sheriff. How about if they stay on their jobs? They're already there. They already have the concealed carry permits. They're everywhere. There are people like me and others. You have your concealed carry permits. You've been trained. You've been certified. You've been inspected and accepted. And you're considered to be stable. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the concealed carry permit. All right, so additional training by the local sheriff in that county for those people who have those concealed carry permits who are employees of the school. And who are they? Well, they're janitors, they're maintenance people, custodians, teachers, administrators, principals, superintendents, you know, from top to bottom, the employees at the school. Concealed carry permit. They don't say, hey, look at my gun, look at my gun. They keep it really quiet. And now... we let everybody in the country, in the world, know that there are people who are carrying loaded firearms ready to go in schools. And you don't know who they are. They could be anybody who's an employee, who has been a recipient of additional training. That puts on notice anybody who wants to come in to that school that they are likely to get return fire. If they threaten the teachers, the employees, and the students. Just my thoughts. Rick, do you have a comment on that?
I absolutely concur. It all begins with education for quality of life. And the schools are are part of the problem themselves in terms of cursive and the level of education they are now requiring kids. It's an embarrassment for me. My even on a local level, right here in Grants Pass, there was a school, a grade school, that made national news because they showed a picture of a kid being punished, not having lunch, not being allowed to have lunch. He was in detention, and he was being punished, and a bunch of bleeding hearts came on and said he had a right to his lunch. And, you know, I defended that grade school, because I thought in the wake of national opinion, they held their ground and were validated. However, that same school just this last week became an embarrassment to me. You ought to see what their drinking fountain looked like. And when they held their business meeting in the center of the cafeteria, two tables, people just sitting around, the janitor was there laughing at everybody. My girlfriend is a retired first grade school teacher from L.A., and they would not have allowed anything like that to happen down there. Now, the difference between L.A. and where I live is, where I live, there's only a 73% graduation in high school. That's the second worst in the nation. And it's because of the good old boy network that's here and the ARF, who gives a damn. And I've had enough, and I'm going to now start saying so publicly. It's an embarrassment. It is an embarrassment. No wonder there are more charter schools and homeschooling that's happening now, because the education from public schools are not up to standard. Period. End of that story. And when I was in second grade, I was required to study Latin. Sum est est, sumest est sunt. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is an embarrassment in our educational system, and it's done with intent. And when they sit there and talk about, nobody had anything organized, and they wandered. They would start on a subject that was important. Let's talk about the playground. And that one piece over there where all that moss is going, that's very slippery and dangerous for the kids. And you know what the janitor said? Ha, 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 ha. Silly. He should be fired. I think the principal needs guidance from the school board. She's brand new. Nobody knows what they're doing or has any pride in what they're doing. And it's an embarrassment. That's why we have never been number one in the world in our educational systems except graduate school. And that's because graduate schools had the toys. That's all changing, too. And now the United States is down in the world across the board in grade school, secondary school, high school, college, undergraduate, and now graduate school. We do not have the best universities in the country anymore. We do not have any high school that could even measure up to Sweden. Nothing. What's happening to America? It's fragmenting because of our leadership. And the leadership has found it more important to talk about marijuana laws and things of that nature than they have the education of a child. Because, in fact, if you educate that child, these kinds of things wouldn't be happening. These are kids that have no reason to live. What are they going to do when they get out of high school? Exciting career in fast food development. It's terrible. And I stand, I'm broke. In other words, education is not going to make you more money. But education will give you a better quality of life. And from that point of view, I'm blessed.
You're absolutely right about education giving you a better quality of life. I mean, how many people have to call a plumber when they have a dripping faucet? With a little bit of education and maybe saying, you know what, I can get a book to learn how to fix this. They can fix things themselves and save money. Hey, we'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class is a two-day regional conference in Missouri, West Plains, Missouri, March 8th and 9th. And Joel Salatin will be there. Joel, S-A-L-A-T-I-N. And he's going to be talking about farming. There's a beginning farmer certification program. There's going to be other speakers, and they'll be talking about small family farming. And it sounds like it's a great conference. It sounds so good that I'm going to be there. And if you want more information, it's AmericanSmallFarm.com. AmericanSmallFarm.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. If you want more information, you can call Patrice Jennings, and I'm going to give you her phone number, 417-293-0590. That's 417-293-0590. And, Rick, that's the conference that I mentioned, and I mentioned to Patrice Jennings that she should call you and see if you can make it to the next one. Not this one. It's kind of late for that, but this summer,
I've been invited out to Vermont at Sterling College, which is a university on agroforestry, hands-on. And they have a demonstration farm, and for 3 weeks in July, I will be teaching several new books on the internet, online courses from Sterling, and I'll be doing site teaching right there on site for 3 weeks up in Vermont. And I've got more information. I'm very excited to do this. I will be teaching the new small family farm for the 21st century, and the other course will be forest farming, how to farm in the forest woods using your canopy. Now, I have one final thing I wanted to say. My girlfriend, Julie, has some very definite opinions about this grade school and how it is not a showcase. All the door jams are nicked from years of abuse and no painting. And if the janitor's job were to include one door jam a day where he went in and touched up with paint, he would have 20 door jams done in 20 days. And that just alone would change the kids' relationship to their education. And it starts with the little things. You don't wave a wand, hokey pokey, and it's all done. It requires chipping away every day with intent. That means that when I had all these file cabinets and Grace was visiting, what they did is they put them in boxes, and now every day I have to go down and sort things that are important to me and they're not. And I found letters I had forgotten from my mother and father that are now dead. I'm finding treasures. And it is how education works, chipping away at it a little bit every day. And I wished, I would hope that my girlfriend chooses to attack or become part of the school board, because they could care less. The people that we have here, it is an embarrassment for someone like me and the education that I have. And I'm talking about the formal and informal levels of library and the relationship of how a teacher feels about the subject they're teaching. This new movie that's out, the 1715 to Paris, is a true story played by the real people that did it in Paris. As three people that were high school, grade school kids, they're living in Roseburg, Oregon, and they did this U.S. Air Force movie about the 1715 to Paris. And let me tell you, that just the little education that they got in military training saved lives. It saved a bunch of lives when this terrorist walked down the center of the train with an AK-47 and 300 rounds of bullets. Now, this thing that happened in Florida is, in a sense, kind of orchestrated. Why? Sandy Hook, number one, did not happen. That's an absolute fact. There's CBS, others have done stories on it. It was a experiment to train how to deal with this kind of thing. And how many people here know that Sandy Hook did not happen, that it was an orchestrated drill by FEMA? Now, that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean,
that school was closed for 6 months.
Yeah, and it's demolished. The school is now demolished.
The videos that they showed, and they've never come clean with the public.
Okay, hold that thought. Let's talk more about that when we come back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, many, many years ago, I had the opportunity to have lunch with a principal of a school system, high school, usually once a week. And I'd have lunch with the superintendent and some others as well, and we would talk about the projects that I was working on, and I'd give them an update. And this one principal I'm talking about was a couple years younger than I, probably, but not many, so about my age. And I pulled into the school parking lot one day, and I was in my car, and I saw this car fly into the front driveway of the school. Doors flew open, and a couple guys ran out. I believe there were three of them. Three guys ran out, charged into the school, and they looked like they were ready to rumble. Okay? They looked like they were looking for a fight or to looking to hurt someone in particular. And this happened very, very quickly. A couple seconds later, I saw these guys walking out backwards. All these guys walking out backwards. And in front of them, facing them, was the school principal. And he was probably going to beat them all up, literally. Well, he was he was a karate instructor, and he was going to take off. I'm very serious about this. I saw it. And I know this guy is, you know, when we were at lunch, he's very, very calm, even-tempered, easygoing. Doesn't look like you could rile him at all. However, he got these guys who were physically larger than he, and he backed them right out of school. I know another story of this guy. Now, I didn't see him do this, but one of the teachers who taught a specialized subject about my size was attacked. And this school had a terrazzo floor, which is like polished concrete, really hard surface floor. Long wearing. But, you know, if you fell on it, you could hurt yourself. Well, this student attacked this teacher, and the student was bigger than the teacher, and flipped him and dropped him on this terrazzo floor. And the principal saw it. The principal grabbed the student and put him in a grappling hold. And told the student, now, if you just move even slightly, you're really going to get hurt. So the plan is, don't move, because you're going to stay here until the police come. If you move, I'm going to hurt you. That's what happened. So do we need teachers and administrators like that? Absolutely. And if I were a superintendent and I were looking for it, an administrator or a principal or a vice principal of a school, you know, I'd want to know about their academic qualifications or experience. And I'd also want to know how many karate tournaments have they successfully won. I'm serious. Now, in my dad's era, back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, I'd go and spend a couple hours on a weekend with my dad. He'd have some things to do, and he'd bring me to school with me. He was a school principal. You know, and I'd sit at his desk, and that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I'd open his desk drawer, and there'd be a whole bunch of knives. I'd say, Dad, what are these? And he'd go, well, I had to confiscate them. Some children brought in some knives, and I said, what are they doing in your drawer? And he said, well, they're going to get them back at the end of the year. You know, after school is over, they can have the knives back. But I'm going to hold them until that point. Now, was there a policy about that? I don't know. Was it the right thing to do? Well, he wasn't stealing personal property from the guys who brought knives in. Now, I don't think anybody brought knives in to school to go stab somebody in that era. I just think that they had them, they thought they were cool, and they wanted to show them to their friends. So to prevent any problems, my father just confiscated them. But he didn't have any shootings in his school. He didn't have any stabbings. I'm sure there were some rumble matches, you know, where students would get annoyed with each other and you know, kind of show some physical violence. But nothing ever made the paper because it was so severe and so violent that it brought the public's attention. So he handled it in a quiet way, and it worked. So I think that, from my perspective, I think that the students need to have a respect of the administration and the teachers, that the teachers and administration
Starts with the parents, too. You know,
right.
The parents are the ones that teach the children how to be disrespectful.
Right. Right. I know another principal of a high school where I was a consultant, and he told me the story about this young girl who was in high school, and she would wear these provocative clothes, or lack of clothes, and it was a problem. So the principal, you know, talked to her and it didn't work. He talked to her again. It didn't work. So finally he had a meeting with the parents. He said, you know, I just want to bring this to your attention that this is a problem. And the parents said, the father said, hey, from 8 to 3, she's all yours. Now paraphrasing, deal with it. Like, you fix it. Meaning the principal has to fix the attire that the girl was wearing that was unacceptable according to the code of conduct and student handbook policies. So the student was flagrantly abusing the standards of the school by wearing provocative clothes, and the father was saying, tough, you fix it. So you're right. The parents really, really are a large contributor to this problem because they are not raising their children. And I can tell you this, that if I ever did anything wrong in school when I was younger, what I faced with the administration or the teacher was nothing compared to what I would expect to get from my parents when I got home.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Right. So parents said,
that's the way it was.
Yeah. And that's not the way it is now.
No.
And, you know, you hear good, you know, he's a good boy. Well, what do you hear when there are these people who commit these horrific crimes? The parents say, well, he's a good boy. Really? He's a good boy. Either he's been set up and he is a good boy, or he's a terrible boy and the parents are a lot to blame for the actions of the children. Because, Rick, isn't it like half nurture and half nature?
Yeah, you need to have proactive parenting, and that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when your child is wrong, you don't let them get away with it. That is a parent's responsibility. And that's where they learn their life lessons. And here's the bad news. Their children are going to learn from their children. And it goes on. And that's why alcoholism and spousal abuse are so rampant in our country now. Those are learned behaviors with the children watching the parents and how they did it.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing, if you put this together the way I just did, what Dr. Richard Allen Miller just said, we're going to spiral into a worse and worse and worse behavior scenario. Is that what you're saying, Rick?
Yeah, you have to walk your talk. The difference between ethics and morals. Ethics, an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't.
Tell you an interesting story. So when our children were younger, one of them made it to the sixth grade before homeschooling. One of them made it to the fourth grade, and the one who made it all the way to the fourth grade, I knew his teacher, and we were friends. And with she and her husband and Mrs. Finelli and I were friends, and she told me one day, she said, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You know." Something happened in school, and the teacher wanted to know who did it. And our son raised his hand, said, "I did it." She said she couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe that he admitted to doing something that was really not quite right. Now, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't very serious at all. It was a minor, minor, minor infraction. But
he knew better.
He knew better. He did it anyway, and... he was very, very young, and the teacher couldn't believe that he owned up to it. Couldn't believe that he owned up to it, because no one else would do it. And he wasn't the only one. I guess there were several of them, but he's the only one that said, yeah, I was...
Acknowledged it, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was quite interesting that, you know, back then, we're talking in the 90s, that this happened. Well, I guess we're taught by our parents, or by television, or by the media, or somewhere... maybe by experiences and watching, that's okay to lie. Now, one of the things that I did when I was teaching is I had a contract with my students, and it was signed by them and their parents. Now, was the contract enforceable? I don't know. But here's what it said. It had many, many items, and one of the items of this contract said that a student will be removed from my class if that student lies. Now, one of the things that happened is I would, you know, the first couple of days of my class, when I started teaching at the high school level, was, you know, I'd see gum wrappers on the floor or little pieces of paper on the floor. And I'd stop the class immediately, and I'd look down like Columbo, who just saw something shiny and couldn't shake his attention from that thing he just saw. I'd look down, and I'd walk around it, and I'd stare at it, and then I'd point to it. And I'd say, there's a gum wrapper on the floor. And then the students would, you know, they'd see me do this, and because Mr. Finelli was quiet, everybody looked my way. And they wanted to know what I was going to do, because I was just acting kind of strange, very quiet, you know, stopping all talking, mesmerized by this thing on the floor. And I'd say, there's a piece of paper on the floor, or there's a gum wrapper on the floor. And what would happen is the students who would be circling around me, watching what I was doing, would all raise their hands in the surrender position, and the first thing they would say is, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. It's not mine. And I'd say, okay. Okay. But you didn't pick it up either. And you know what? Within a couple days, actually within a couple hours, we never had any more paper or anything on the floor. Because the students knew that I would do the same thing over and over and over. So we fixed it. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago. And since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Thank God you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, class, I'm kind of ranting about school system design.
Interject something.
Okay.
Sure. Grace Thorne, who's going to be coming to visit with me, just sent me an email and makes a very important point that my statement that parents teach their children to disrespect authority because it sounds like Vincent was agreeing with me. No, not all parents teach their children that. That's correct. Some do not at all. In fact, some parents are appalled at the things their children do and say. Where did they learn how to do that? That's one of the reasons you send your children to public schools, is that they learn how to become social and get along with others in a mixed bag universe. I agree with Grace. There are a lot of parents that are appalled at what their children are doing. However, what I do think is happening is I think there needs to be a lot more attention on the parents in terms of the education they're getting. And from that point of view, I can say that today, the parents of today are quite lax in comparison to the parents of my generation when I was going to school. My parents, like you said, if I got punished at school, what happened at home was far greater. And that is no longer the case. And that the person that you quoted of that guy say, you know, it's your problem, you fix it. Well, that's true and not true. You're not allowed to strike that child unless that child attacks you. That's where we need to start lowering the boom in terms of what a teacher is allowed to do. This political correctness that is now rampant in everything where a teacher is hands are tied, I don't think is right. I remember the vice principal of every school I went to was the thug. And, when, you know, if you did something wrong, it was the vice principal that took you down to the woodshed. And when I say that, prison. I mean, I got beaten. I got spanked. I got all kinds of things done to me that are no longer allowed in public schools. And from that point of view, that's what I'm suggesting. They're allowing children to be able to be disrespectful to an adult, and the adult has no recourse. And I remember you do that to an upperclassman, and that upperclassman had all kinds of things he could do to you that a teacher is not allowed to. Why? Because a teacher is supposed to set the example? That's okay. The other part of the example is, you know, the way you train discipline is not through fear, but respect. And if there's no respect, that's where the force comes in, because everybody respects that.
And that respect has to be earned, not
assumed. That's right. That's why he's a teacher, not a student. That's exactly correct. That's why he's a teacher. And I think that the qualifications now required for a teacher are kind of embarrassing to me in terms of scholastics. When I watch, you know, I don't know how it was in your high school, but my high school, the football coach was also our janitor.
It wasn't like that in the high school I went to. However,
the one we did was Fred Sato. He taught judo at the universities and was an eighth degree Dan. That's where I got my second degree black belt, was under him when I was 16 years old. And he was our football coach, and he was a janitor. Mm-hmm. Now, we walked down those halls a lot softer than we might have otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Right. My history teacher was a Golden Gloves boxer. And if you disagreed with the administration or the teachers, you'd go to the gym with him. And you'd figure out...
Yeah, there it is. That's how it works. Yeah, go to the gym.
I went to an all-boys Jesuit high school. And
there you go. You know,
we were told right from wrong. Class, I'm going to give you a number. I'd like you to, if you want to weigh in on this discussion, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. When we come back, I've got a couple suggestions for school systems to consider. Also, class, if you want to fix it, run for school board office. I've done it. I've lost, but I've tried. So I suggest that you consider running for school board office and start saying no to some of the ridiculous things that are happening in your neck of the woods. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.